pleased to confirm that approval will now be given to the management of Dunloe Hospital to reopen 5 beds within the next few days. You'll recall, due to HICPA standards and the ratio between patients and staff, that 10 beds were closed. It was down to 25. After the public meeting, we had a meeting with the management. We found that the unions were extremely helpful, engaging with the management and the HSE, culminating in the decision now to reopen 5 of the beds. Now, there are a further 5, and we will continue to exert pressure on the minister when we meet with him. That meeting has been agreed in principle, but hasn't taken place yet, but will take place to reopen the other 5 beds. And possibly at this time, it would be important, having had a full briefing yesterday in relation to Letterkenny Hospital, that there are beds in Dunloe which should be made available, and Dunloe would like to play its part in helping to alleviate the pressures on Letterkenny.
And as you said there, given what happened at Letterkenny General Hospital, we've heard stories that with the influx of patients going to Sligo and Altnagalvin, they are struggling with the amount of patients going there. So the extra beds in the community hospitals in Donegal could be essential right now.
Well, of course, they're going to Sligo and Altnagalvin for emergencies. But Dunloe can be used, of course, as a step down, as it has in the past, and there's no reason why Dunloe can't play its part, particularly at this time. And of course, we have first-class X-ray facilities in Dunloe, and I understand that they will also be used over and above the demand here in West Donegal, and they're looking at the extension of those services.